hearty an affair as the breakfast, and quite as noisy. Then came the dessert, and some more toasts, then came tea and coffee, and then the ball. The best sitting room at Manor Farm was a good, long, dark paneled room with a high chimney piece and a capacious chimney. At the upper end of the room, seated in a shady bower of holly and evergreens, were the two best fiddlers and the only harp in all Muggleton. In all sorts of recesses and on all kinds of brackets stood massive, old, silver candlesticks with four branches each. The carpet was up, the candles burnt bright, the fire blazed and crackled on the hearth, and merry voices and light-hearted laughter rang through the room. Up struck the fiddles and the one harp, and off went Mr. Pickwick, hands across, down the middle, to the very end of the room, and halfway up the chimney, back again to the door, poussette everywhere, loud stomp on the ground, ready for the next couple, off again, next couple, and the next again. Never was such going.